opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Newell will be back on Wednesday. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you here on WWL. And Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, must be with us since it's noon on Monday. Hey, Guy, how you doing?
Doing very well. How about you?
Fantastic. You had a good weekend?
I did indeed. Out on the lake, which was wonderful.
Man, as hot as it was, huh?
Yeah, we went at sunset. How about you?
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, watched a lot of LSU baseball and got a lot done around the house and tried to stay from melting. So all was well. I'm glad you're with us today. What's making headlines that you want to address first this afternoon? I'm sorry.
Well, a lot of different things. I think we can start with the jobs report. Really an intriguing report, and unemployment stayed at 4.2. You didn't have really a significant change. The number of new jobs, 139,000, would have been 22,000 higher if people hadn't been laid off from the federal workforce. And for adults, the unemployment rate for adult men and women is 3.9. So, you know, this is sort of what a soft landing looks like.
Yeah, and it was better than expected, and Wall Street seemed to enjoy it, huh?
Yeah. And one of the things that I really liked is long-term joblessness decreased, and that's a big deal. These are people that have been unemployed for over 27 weeks. That went down by 1.5 million, and that's really important because – you know, it's easy to get discouraged. You've been out of work for a while, and I think most of us at some point in our careers experience that. You know, once it goes on, you get worn down. So I was glad to see the long-term joblessness decline. People working part-time, not by choice, but just because they can't get full-time work, just held stable. So really, when you look at the jobs report, it was good news. Could have been even better news, but you know, doesn't indicate an economy that's rapidly slowing. And that's important because people always talk about recessions. You can't have a recession while employment is growing. So there's optimism that, you know, perhaps things are going to be okay. And then we just need to sort through the trade deficit issues and the tax bill and get that settled and get those things behind us and provide some certainty for the economy.
You know, I can't count how many times since the pandemic I've heard we're teetering on the edge of recession. We're on the verge of recession. Recession is coming. Are you saying we can kind of back off of that rhetoric finally and maybe just maybe feel better that we won't fall into recession?
Yeah, I hate to quote the Fed soft landing remark, but they may well be right, and if the biggest wild card is stability, if we can have a stable response to tariffs, whatever it is, if we end up with 10%, 20%, hopefully not any higher than that, put that to bed, and then people can plan. And the same thing on the tax bill. Just pass the bill so people can know what's in it. If you do those things, I think we can be in great shape. The U.S. is by far the world's best economy. Very resilient, very entrepreneurial. People are still starting new businesses. People are still incredibly creative. We're beginning to see the effect of AI making companies and individuals more productive. And so, you know, we could be in the beginning of a new era, similar to what happened when computers came in, and people got much more efficient because of that.
Should individual investors change their strategy if it looks like there's more optimism and stability on the horizon, or should they not do anything differently than they've been doing?
Yeah, the one of my favorite economic cartoons, and most people don't think economic cartoons are funny, but a guy's at his computer desk, he's got his multiple screens, and the administrative assistant walks in and hands him a note. And he said, well, what's in the note? Said, your mom called reminding you to diversify. And what I would recommend to people is the same thing we've recommended all along. Have a steady monthly plan of just putting money into the market and then rebalance maybe once a quarter. If you want 70% stock and 30% bonds, if the stock portfolio goes up, you rebalance by selling some stocks and buying bonds so that you stay where you want. But I would not make radical changes right now because there's too much uncertainty. We don't know how the tariff situation will work out. We don't know what the tax bill is. You know, in the fall, we'll have some clarity. But right now, it's really a bit confusing. I would stay with, buying steadily monthly, participate, max out if you have a company saving or 401k plan. And for goodness sake, don't fall into what most retail investors do, which is sell when the news is bad and then buy when things are high.
What are you hearing in financial circles about the big, beautiful bill and its fate in the U.S. Senate? And even if folks don't really know and there is that uncertainty, how is it affecting things as it filters down through the financial institutions and down to us folks here at the working level?
Yeah. The challenge right now is until it passes, people are sitting on the sidelines and waiting. And the reason is it will affect income tax rates. And the rates that were passed in the prior administration were temporary. If you renew those rates, then you have long-term certainty. If you make them permanent, then people can make plans based upon that. So there are a lot of things in the bill that may not last. And so I think it's important to just wait and see. But the most important thing will be for the bill, in whatever form it takes, to be finished, because the uncertainty makes people pause. You can't really make a long-term decision until you know what the lay of the land is. And these are tax rates that will either expire and your taxes will go up, or they'll be made permanent and you can plan on that. There are some things that I think are helpful. You know, for the first time, there'll be limits on the amount that people can borrow for graduate school through the federal loan program. And that had been an open-ended loss to the Treasury, because unlimited grad loans were very, very expensive and they were seldom repaid. So that change would be positive and I think would push universities to hold down tuition increases.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you. That as a result, will it force colleges and universities to stop these steady and large growth in the cost of getting an education if people can't borrow enough money to pay for it?
Yeah, one of the most unfortunate things that happened is when the federal government took over student loans and eliminated any sort of underwriting, student aid offices told students, you're eligible to borrow this amount of money. And the challenge is students are at a point where, and particularly adolescent men, their brains are not fully developed till they get to their mid-20s. Ladies might suggest that men's brains don't develop fully at any point.
Full development is not developed enough, yes.
Exactly. There's room for improvement at any stage. But I was called away on the weekend, and somebody had been listening to talk about education. They said, let me tell you what my son did. I said, okay. We saved money. My wife and I sacrificed. We paid his tuition. We paid his books. We paid his lodging. He got a student loan. He took out a student loan because the aid office said he was eligible for it with no underwriting. We as parents had no idea. And he used the student loan to throw a giant party for everyone in the dorm, beer and pizza. And the parents are like, what? And then when I told other people that, said, oh, yeah, you know, my son, my daughter borrowed money and they used it to move to a nicer apartment. You know, they used it to go shopping because you could use it for any purpose. And it really is unfortunate because students made bad decisions. But the other thing is universities said, here's your aid package, and it includes this loan. And tuition went up much faster than inflation once the government started doing student loans. So it really hurt the students. And it was one of those things. It was well-intentioned. The government thought they could make the loans well. But it actually ended up hurting college students because tuition went up and a significant number of college students never graduated because there was no underwriting. So then you're in the worst of all worlds. You don't have a degree and you have a student loan. And now those student loans are affecting credit scores, wages are being garnished. So it really was a very unintended problem that hurt the students, and it enabled the universities to raise tuition much faster than inflation.
Do you anticipate these grad school loan caps will include things like medical school and law school?
Med school has a 150 cap, and I think there'll probably be some provisions to bump that. You know, the challenge is the prior program had an unlimited amount of money could be borrowed for any program. And the most infamous program of all is Columbia University's film program, over $100,000 a year for a graduate degree in film. And essentially nobody that went through that program found jobs in film that repaid the loan. So it was a horrible investment for the federal government, gigantic success for Columbia because at relatively little cost, they generated a lot of revenue for the university. Very unfortunate for the people who took those loans because now they're stuck, and that's going to chase them the rest of their lives.
Yeah, but is that sustainable for a university like Columbia if they keep pumping out these very expensive degree programs that don't justify the investment and their graduates don't make the money to pay them back? At some point, that seems like a cycle that can't continue.
Oh, it can't. And I mean, I think we're seeing that cycle right now. So if there are caps, that obviously would fall under the cap, and that sort of program would be a big challenge. The other thing is parents and students are wising up. They're realizing, you know, there are a lot of jobs that don't require college degrees. There are a tremendous number of service jobs, electrician, plumber, et cetera, high demand, AC tech, and college degrees not required, and industry just doesn't have enough of those folks. So people are reconsidering. It's not, you know, college isn't for everybody. I think there needs to be a little more rational thought of what are you going to do? Do you need a degree for it? Is there an option that might be better? And, you know, here in New Orleans, we've got jobs on the river where people can work their way up and work on the boats and do very well. You know, you work up from deckhand to first mate to captain, and you have a nice job, you have security, and, you know, that's not a college-requiring job.
I think we're hearing more and more than ever people questioning the investment in higher education, if it's justified. What is that return on investment? Can you afford the investment? And does it make sense? I don't remember ever hearing in the last several generations as many people questioning it as young people are today. So maybe things are changing. We're going to take a break. When we get back with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, we're going to talk about what he calls stealth inflation in car pricing. And crypto wrench attacks? What are those? We'll find out from Guy after this. If you have a question about your personal finances or anything that Guy can help you with, here's your opportunity. Get on the line now. All too often, people wait till the end of the show and we don't have time to take all your questions. So if you got a question, jump on now. 504-260-1870.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One person texts in, says, financial aid at my son's school encouraged him to take more than his tuition because, quote, he qualified for it. That's scary, this person says. Somebody else says, my nephew borrowed money for school and bought a brand new pickup truck. We're talking with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. I guess that kind of segues us right into the next topic that you have on your list here. Guy, stealth inflation in auto pricing. What's going on there?
Well, you know, we have an era where nobody wants to make a public announcement that they're raising prices. So what's happening in the car business is we're not raising prices, but the delivery fee is now $400. Used to be $200. So delivery fees, which go on every vehicle, have been increased. Sticker price remains the same, but incentives, when you look at the whole industry, used to be about 10% of the sales price. They've dropped to 6.7. So we didn't raise the sticker price. Just the incentives are much lower. Low-cost financing. You know, Ford used to offer 1.9% financing on their F-150 pickup truck up to 7 years. And Ford has said, well, look, we still have the 1.9. The term of the loan is 3 years. So if you can afford to pay it in 3 years, yeah, we still have a 1.9% loan. And what's happening is people are being pushed out of the new car market into the used market. You know, a year ago, 15% of the new car shoppers also looked at used. Last month, 23% of the people who thought they were going to buy a new car actually bought a used car because they just felt that the prices had gone up too much. So we're seeing used car prices are up about 5%. New car prices, the price you see is up 2.5%. But underneath that, you have the reduction in incentives, you have the higher delivery charge, you have the reduction in low-cost loans. So what's occurring is prices are going up for autos, and it's going to get worse with the aluminum and steel tariffs because we import a lot of aluminum and steel that's used to make cars. And You know, it's wonderful to encourage domestic production, but those plants take years to develop and make. And we're not going to get a commitment to build a new aluminum or steel plant until people are very certain that whatever level of tariffs we have are going to be permanent. So the, you know, the ping-ponging back and forth is not good for capital investment, and it needs to settle down. But in the meantime, the automakers are raising prices. They're just not talking about it.
So the sticker price that you see on the window may be the same, but when you go and sit down with a finance individual, what you end up with that for that overall, what you're going to pay and that monthly note, that's going to be higher because you're not getting the incentives you were before. You're paying higher fees and you're not getting the low financing rate like you could just a few years ago.
All you have to do is pay the car in 3 years, Dave. Piece of cake.
You know, it's amazing how many people now have a $1,000 car note. My first house in Metairie, I didn't pay $1,000 a month for, but recently went car shopping, and my goodness, it's hard to find anything where you're not going to have a $1,000 note for a vehicle if you want a nice SUV or pickup truck.
Yeah, and if you're trying to pay it in 3 years, your payments might be $2,500. So
yeah, that's
really... You know, really expensive and prices a lot of people out of the market, which is why we're seeing this challenge for auto buyers.
Well, it must be challenging for the automakers, too, with not knowing, okay, are we really going to have increases in the cost of the tariffs on aluminum and steel, or are we going to watch this ball ping pong back and forth? There was that olive branch that everyone's referring to that China extended today to auto giants on rare earth minerals that are needed to make modern vehicles. Apparently, they're cutting them a break on that. But what happens with, you know, steel and aluminum, which clearly you need to make automobiles, trucks, cars, SUVs? Any indication or any feeling from the auto industry on where this all ends?
Well, the auto industry is really in a tough situation because they're a political football, and depending on which administration is in, they're pushed one way or another. And GM used to be all in on electric vehicles. We're going to build electric vehicles. Now they've said, you know, we're not building a battery plant. We're actually going to build a new plant to make V8 engines. Well, the challenge is these are big capital investments. You know, it takes a few years to build, then you get it ready to go. And then if you're unfortunate, you have a change of administration and suddenly, oh, wait, we need to now refocus on electric vehicles, or we need to focus now on what people want to buy. And it's really tough. I really do wish Washington would leave Detroit alone and say, why don't you all just build what people want to buy and let the consumer decide if they want an EV, if they want a compact, if they want a truck, and don't subsidize anything. And also let realistic competition occur. Let the Europeans send pickup trucks to America without the 25% tariff. And perhaps the price of pickups would drop. But the auto industry is really a big political football, and it's very tough for them to know what's coming next.
Yeah,
and
so that puts their backs against the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have to do this stealth pricing because the last thing they want is for people to very clearly and obviously see the price of vehicles rising. What's going on with inflation? We heard from the Agriculture Commissioner that grocery prices continue to outpace inflation, particularly when you're talking about your proteins, your meats, your beef, your pork, your chicken, that farms are becoming less and less common. Ranches are becoming people aren't going into ranching. People aren't going into farming. There's less and less supply and more demand. So overall, what's the inflation picture look like right now?
Inflation is still relatively low, but it's not at the 2% target that the Federal Reserve has set. So we're still looking at pressure. And then there's uncertainty. We've gotten a break because oil and gas prices are down. And that's a wonderful thing for consumers because oil and gas flows through everything. The higher prices from tariffs have only begun to increase. So we're seeing that. We'll see it in the Christmas season. You know, there's some categories, and Trump made a little bit of a joke about it. You know, you can only afford to buy one doll, not 10. Almost all the dolls are made in China. So if we have the high tariffs, it's going to be expensive, and that will filter into pricing. So right now, inflation is not at the 2%. The fear is that it will start to tick up as we get into the summer, and as some of these increases, like the stealth increases for the auto industry, begin to show up in the consumer. Now, the problem with the farm industry is the farm workers are aging rapidly. The people that run farms are getting old. Their kids don't want to do it. I have a cousin who's a farmer. It's hard work. I mean, it doesn't stop. You don't get a day off. You do get to work from home. That's one consolation.
Yeah, I guess so. The original work from home.
Absolutely. But you work from dawn to dusk and sometimes later. And what's happening is their kids don't want to do that. We had a shock absorber with immigrant labor and sometimes illegal immigrant labor, but that's beginning to go away. And we don't have Americans who want to do the real stoop work, anything that involves bending over to pick and pull. So unless you can mechanize that, it's a real challenge. And farm equipment is super expensive. I was out west and watched a combine that was linked to six others and running by GPS, but the equipment was over $1.5 million for the equipment. So it's a big business now, and those costs are being passed on to the consumers.
Text comes in at 504-260-1870. Someone wants to know, based on our discussion of the price of cars, is it better to take money out of savings and pay cash for a new vehicle now, or to still take out as low an interest loan as you can find?
I think you need to look at what interest rate you're offered. If the interest rate is, you know, higher than what you're earning on your savings, then go ahead and pay cash. And if it's lower, you know, take the auto loan. There still are some auto loans. You know, the F-150 is a little bit of an extreme example because Ford's selling all those they want. For compact cars, you can still get reasonable financing. The other thing, Dave, we recommend to our customers is when you pay off an auto loan and your car is still running, put the payment into a savings account. You're already used to making the payment. Don't spend it. Don't put it into your budget. Put it in a savings account month after month. And then you will have either a down payment or enough money to buy a car when you need a new one. And the people that have done that have been really happy. The ones that haven't said, you know, I don't know how I ever made the car payment because it went in my budget and disappeared. But if you can save that payment, that really can put you ahead of the game.
Yeah, and it's things like that. If people can demonstrate just a little bit of self-control rather than just being so elated, oh, I no longer have a car payment. I've got all of this extra money every month. Here's how I can spend it. Make that still part of your car budget, and you can use it for repairs also, as well as a down payment or buying another vehicle. But you need some financial self-restraint to do that.
You do, and you will ultimately need a new car. I mean, cars last longer. You maintain them. Be careful. But at some point, you will have to replace the vehicle. So it's good to plan for that.
Talking with the president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, Guy Williams, joins us every week here on the Newell Norman Show to help us understand what's going on economically here at home and around the globe and to answer your questions at 504-260-1870. If you have a question about your personal finances or about the economy, please jump on the line now. Either text it to us on the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line or call us at 504-260-1870. One person just comments, and you can choose to respond if you'd like, Guy. China has a $30,000 electric vehicle that can go almost 500 miles and recharge 85% in half an hour. I guess they want to know why we don't have that here.
Well, and that's an interesting statement. It's true. Romania also has cars that we could buy less than $20,000 a vehicle that are increasingly popular in Europe. When President Biden was in office, I made that point. If the environment is the most important thing and above and beyond everything else, then we should allow the Chinese EVs to be exported to the U.S. because at that price point, people would buy them. And the challenge is you have internal politics and, you know, what's important? Are we going to put a tariff barrier so that they can't come into the U.S.? Is the environment the most important issue or is it not? And obviously that decision was made to not allow those cars to be imported into the U.S.
Talking with Guy Williams here on WWL. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on with the Fed and the regulatory direction of the Fed and find out what crypto wrench attacks are. If you've got a question you need answered, 504-260-1870. Join us now on the Elkhorn Hart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. I'm Dave Cohen, back with Guy Williams after this.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Car is paid for, putting $500 a month away for a new car, one person texts us. Good for you that you can demonstrate that kind of financial control, self-control, and prepare for your future. That was a recommendation we heard just a moment ago from Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy, what are crypto wrench attacks? Hey, Guy, I think we've reestablished the connection now for you to tell us about crypto wrench attacks.
Yeah, Dave, this is the sort of thing that you just couldn't believe. If you put it in a movie, it'd be ironic and really out there. So what happens is now we have the crypto bros, and there's a saying in crypto, not my keys, not your keys, not your coins. In other words, you have to control the key, the long-digit super password. So everyone that is in crypto is told, don't put it in an intermediary like a Binance or a different brokerage. Keep your own key, keep your own crypto. And then you have crypto conferences, crypto posting boards where people brag about how well they've done, how much they've made. And so now you have a culture where you have your own key. You've bragged about how successful you are. And then this is where life imitates art. I had never heard of this, but there's a comic, an online comic called XKCD Comic. And XKCD Comic has a little thing on security for crypto. The first panel is a crypto nerd's dream. Went to a crypto conference, saw people with millions of crypto, and said, okay, I'll hack his laptop. And the other crypto says, no, it's encrypted. We're going to have to do a $1 million program to find a way into that laptop. And then it's, no, it's super encrypted. That's not going to work. Foiled. The next panel. Or drug him, kidnap him, and beat him with a $5 wrench until he gives up his code. Now, that was a simple comic, but the problem is it has occurred dozens and dozens of times. In France, a crypto millionaire was kidnapped. His finger was cut off, and at that point he realized, no, I think I'm going to give up the code. Another case, a daughter was kidnapped. Another case, a father. The one that struck me and was really scary is in New York City. Two crypto entrepreneurs, William Duplessis and John Welts, really successful, and so successful that they had New York Police Department detectives providing security. They kidnapped an Italian crypto millionaire, held him in their apartment, drugged him, burned him, tortured him, and the idea was to get the crypto keys. Fortunately, the police intervened and he was arrested. The detectives that were providing security have been placed on administrative leave. No information that suggests they knew that they had done this kidnapping. They had enough sense to keep that away from their police escort. But think about this. These are guys with police security kidnapping other crypto people and then torturing them to get the keys. The French arrested 20 people that were suspected in crypto wrench attacks.
So I guess if I make millions in crypto, maybe I should consider another option other than just keeping the key to myself?
Yeah, there are a number of options. One is there are ways to do the keys where you have to have multiple access to it, where you're not the only one with access. But then again, that introduces a variable. The better solution is don't go to crypto conferences. Don't say a word about it. Don't brag online. Don't let anyone know that you've succeeded in this because you're making yourself a target. And it's an incredibly simple crime where people will kidnap folks that have crypto. And, you know, these are ruthless people. And, you know, you've been kidnapped, they cut off a finger, and they say, well, I'm not giving up the keys. Say, well, you know, you've seen us already, so there's no reason for us not to kill you. And then we'll just move on with our business. So I would keep a very low profile if I have succeeded in crypto. And we still don't recommend crypto. This is a business that could disappear overnight. If people lose interest in it, there is absolutely nothing behind it. And essentially all the criminal activity goes into cryptocurrencies. So these wrench attacks, which maybe came from just this comic on security, are another terrifying reason to be very careful about crypto.
And there apparently is a dark underbelly to the whole thing. Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Tell me about the Fed governor, Michelle Bowman's, signaling a possible new regulatory direction and what that means to us.
Yeah, this is really important. Michelle Bowman is the new vice chairman of the Federal Reserve. That's the second most powerful position. We always talk about Jay Powell, but Michelle is now the number two. There's a triumvirate at the Fed that are the real insiders, the president of the New York Fed, the vice chairman for supervision, and the chairman really guide the Federal Reserve. And she did a speech. This was her first public speech. And what she said was, now that I'm in charge of regulation, there are going to be some changes. You know, we have been developing solutions, but we're ignoring the consequences. We have an intended consequence and unintended. And one of the things that you always hear from Washington, D.C. is, oh, that was an unintended consequence, when most people in the industry say, well, it was entirely foreseeable. Well, she's admitting that. And she's saying, you know, we're going to watch out for the unintended consequences, and we're going to consider different approaches. She also said regulators have been getting distracted by relatively trivial documentation issues and focusing on that instead of real supervision, one that every community banker in America really was high-fiving about. He said, in the past, the board has pushed down requirements developed from the largest firms to smaller banks. So you can have a multi-trillion-dollar bank with tens of thousands of employees, and the regulatory practices that they're insisting on for that big bank get pushed down to a little bank in New Orleans with 50 employees, and the government says, well, this is a best practice. Because it's good for Chase, because it's good for Citigroup, it obviously is something that you ought to do. And she said, look, that doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, I understand y'all, we've done it for years, but we're not going to do that anymore. She also has said, you know, there's a circle of torment. And if you read Dante's Inferno when you were in high school or college, depending on how bad a sinner you were, you went to different circles in hell and got worse and worse treatment. Well, for regulations, there are different circles of torment. Starting $1 billion is one, $10 billion is another, $100 billion is a third. And she said, you know, the $10 billion threshold for descending into a different level of regulatory hell is probably something we need to reconsider. Hasn't been adjusted for inflation. And it's subjecting a lot of banks to problems that they shouldn't be subjected to and really hurting the industry. So we're very happy to see that. So she's going to take an go ahead, Dave.
I was just saying, you think the playing field will get more level as a result of this new direction?
I really hope so. I mean, this is the first time I've heard somebody from Washington actually say things that we all know are true. I mean, one is complexity favors the large. The more complex the bill, the bigger an institution has to be to deal with it. You know, if you've got a lot of regulations, it is very hard to figure things out. I remember once I was an operations manager at a bank, and, you know, we hired janitors to clean the branches. And we got a manual one day that specified in excruciating detail the cleaning solution has to be no more than 2% vinegar, the absorbency of the towels has to be
mandated by the federal government, the towels and the solutions you used to clean individual bank branches.
Well, this wasn't mandated by the government. This was something that bank management had put into place. And I actually called and said, look, guys, we got a lot of very small businesses, you know, mom and pops that are doing this cleaning, and none of them can do it. We're going to have to go to big national firms and pay 50% more. And fortunately, they backed off. The difference is they could back off. Banks can't back off of regulations. You're just stuck with it, and the costs go up. What Michelle Bowman is saying is, you know, some of this stuff doesn't make sense, and we are actually for the first time going to back off and look at things that are important, you know, credit risk, interest rate risk, and liquidity. But we're not going to torture you over trivial process details.
Guy Williams is our guest from president. He's the president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. He wants to say something about gas prices after this. Guy, you wanted to say something about gas prices before we got a run?
Sure did. California has gas prices of $5.15 compared to the national average of $3.07.
Ouch.
We now know why. USC economist Michael Miche did an in-depth study, and he said, it's our own darn fault. We've gone from 43 refineries to 11. We're going to lose two more this year. We're going to be down to 9. And our policies have resulted in extremely high gas prices for California. And what's worse, we're not getting the oil from California anymore. We're importing it from Iraq, from Ecuador, and Guyana, which produce it in very environmentally unsafe ways. So we've raised our cost, and we've made the environment worse.
In a word, do you think anything's going to change?
Yes, it will, and I'll tell you why. Gavin Newsom wants to run for president, and he doesn't want that to be his permanent record, so I think he's going to make some changes.
All right. Time will tell. Guy, thank you so much. I hate to cut you short, but we've run out of time because we got to let Scoot jump on the air next. Scoot, what you got coming up?
Hey, listen, I wouldn't interrupt that conversation to come to me. You know, hey, listen, my voice, excuse me, my voice is a little messed up, but I feel great. There's nothing wrong with me. I didn't have a voice at all yesterday, so I don't know. We'll do the best we can to get through
the show.
That
happens to me about once a year. I feel fine,
but
the voice just disappears.
I don't get it, and I don't want people to like go, oh my God, he sounds like
poor Scoot. I hope you feel better soon.
No, listen, I feel great. I watched Good Night, Good Luck, Saturday Night on CNN. It was amazing. Also, we'll talk about the riots and the National Guard, and we'll talk about Molly Cyrus showed off her latest tattoo to her mom, which is dedicated to her mom. She says that 80% of her ink she regrets. Do you have any tattoos that you regret? Do you still judge people by their tattoos? We'll get into that in the 3 o'clock hour this afternoon.
All right. Scoot's going to save his voice so he can talk at you coming up after the news here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen. Newell Norman will be back Wednesday, so I got one more day with you tomorrow, and I'll be back at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning as well. Hope you enjoyed today. Look forward to tomorrow, and watch out for those rain showers. We could get them every day this week. Someone's going to get some flooding.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.